Strawberry.
Okay. Well, today is April 9th, and it's around 8:30 in the morning. I'm talking with, you want me to give your full name or just your first name? What would you like?
Full name.
Will you give me your full name?
Okay. My full name is Thomas Michael Mazmanian Ferrara, a.k.a. Zephyr, a.k.a. Ibrahim.
I'll just call you Thomas for short.
Yeah, Thomas will do.
So I know we've talked before, and you've been a regular Huff sufferer, as well as an Association of Faith Communities client. You use their church.
Sometimes I call it inmate, but anyway.
Indeed. Well, that's what I was wondering about, given the fact that you're all kind of confined in one room, and
and it's actually going to get a little more confined because we just got word last night at our regular Wednesday meeting that due to the shelter-in-place order, we are now going to discontinue being the rotating shelter program because we're going to get one church for the duration of this whatever, however long it goes. And that's big news because we're all really happy about that. And it's not quite decided which one it's going to be yet, but...
This will all be a congregate in one room?
Yeah.
That sounds very healthy there, Thomas.
Well, no, because there's a couple of the churches that have very large social halls. So we're even more than 6 feet apart with our mats and everything. And it'll be great because we won't have to lug stuff around. We won't have to. It'll be a huge relief.
And this will be for how many people?
We have, I think we have 14 right now.
Mm-hmm. And there are several groups, or are you the only group?
No, there's Shelter A and Shelter B, so Shelter B is going to have a different one, and it's going to be, you know, stay in one place, mm-hmm. and it's going to be way better.
What kind of meals?
Number one, we won't have to pack up and move out every morning at the crack of dawn.
Right.
Number two, we won't have to schlep everything on buses or bikes or however the hell we have to get around.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a huge relief. And so I'm feeling like, I hope this thing never ends. I know that's kind of crazy, but for me personally, and I think for everybody in this particular faith community shelter group, this whole mess has been a lot more of a blessing than a problem.
So has anybody gotten sick in your group?
No, not so far, not yet. You know, I have days when I'm feeling extraordinarily fatigued and sometimes feverish, and I wonder, you know, is that signs, but then I think, well, shit, I'm fucking schlepping everything around doing... And actually, we have a lot more work to do because of all this mess, too. So that's the downside. We have to sanitize everything. We have to wear gloves for everything. We have to spray bottle the mats. And it's just a lot more work.
And these are mats on the floor you're still using, right?
Yes, yes.
And how often is the bedding changed? Do you have your own personal bedding, or what's the story?
No, everybody has their own personal bedding. Mm-hmm. And the mats get packed up and moved, unless some of the churches have mats already in-house. So we don't have to haul the mat trailer for those. But
that's going to change. You'll be at the Red Church, or you'll be at another church?
Well, it's not going to be the Red Church. It's going to be another one. But it's not decided yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll be free to...
It's going to be either Peace United or... the Resurrection Church out in Aptos.
You'll be free to come and go during the day as you wish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although they want people to not really go out too much if they don't need to. Like, they basically are trying to keep people from making contact with anybody that has the virus and then bringing it back in and infecting everybody in the shelter. So they're going to even have transportation to go to if you have a job or any medical appointments or you got to go do laundry. So we're even going to have shuttle service.
Will you be allowed to walk out on your own?
Oh, yeah. You can still go out and take walks and everything. You know, it's not like lockdown, but they want people to be, you know, more just trying to avoid contact with people.
And when does all this start?
We don't know yet, but I think it's going to be next Monday.
Mm-hmm. You know that this whole system was rejected up in San Francisco because they felt it would, you know, it didn't stop the communication of at least the first appearance of the COVID-19. And they felt that once you're in a shelter like that, however separate you are, you're sharing the same airspace.
Right,
and it's likely
right.
to spread.
No, I didn't know that, but I've been trying to follow the news, reading the papers as much as I can, and getting some news about what's going on in San Francisco and everywhere else. But
also Ventura. I think they're putting people in motel rooms, which are separate. They have their own kitchens and sinks. And,
yeah.
Not about kitchens.
And that's another thing. In our shelter, anyone who is 65 or older is going to have the option of getting their own hotel room. So the big news, the really big news for our group is that Al, who's the monitor, who has been the monitor for the last 7 years and never taken one day off, can you believe that? He's way overdue for a timeout, a vacation. He's going to get that room. Now, he's already 67. I won't have my 65th birthday until June 11th, so I'm only 2 months away from that. So in 2 months, if this is still going like this,
and if you're not infected and in some intensive care unit somewhere, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to give people, I think, well, we'll see. I mean, pretty soon we'll see how it plays out.
Some of us were proposing to do a protest to demand that these rooms be made available. I mean, you remember Keith and Alicia?
Yeah. And that didn't work out. That seemed like it was a fiasco because the morning of that day when Keith came down there to the clock tower at 6 p.m., Kevin had come with coffee at 9 a.m. and said, guess what? I got good news. Everybody who wants a room.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. The problem was, even though you're right, not everybody got in. A hell of a lot more people got in than didn't get in, is what I understand.
Well, that night, Keith said that everybody who was there, which was about 200 people, would get a room for that night, at least, for that one night. But the 30-day thing, it turned out to be only a few people. And so there was a lot of people that were disappointed and, you know.
But at least they got a room for a night.
Yeah, at least everybody who was there got a room for a night. And
is that true?
A few people did get 30-day rooms.
Do we know if anybody, is anybody still in a 30-day room that you know of?
Yes. Sharon and Eric in particular, who were asked by Keith personally. Sharon, the first thing that happened when I went to the clock tower at 6 o'clock that night, was Sharon came running up to me and said, guess what? He's called me and wanted me and Eric to be, like, monitors for this hotel thing.
I heard that, yeah.
They both have EMT experience, and they are really qualified to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if are they still in hotel rooms?
Yeah, they got a room. And now Eric even got a job. But, you know, like one thing led to another. He got a handyman job at that one. So he's kind of...
When was the last time you? When was the last time you talked to either of them?
About a week ago.
And a week ago, they still had those rooms.
Yeah.
Because about a week ago, everybody was kicked out of their rooms, according to what I heard from Keith when I talked to him in the bench line.
Yeah, because now here's something else Sharon told me that day a week ago, that people screwed up big time. Like, somebody was dealing drugs all night long. Somebody slashed a mattress with a knife. So
And Keith had said so many, he reiterated several times, look, people, this is an opportunity. Don't fuck it up. I'm paraphrasing, of course. And, of course, they did. So.
No, a few did, perhaps.
Yeah.
But instead of punishing those single individuals, they decided to punish the entire group. So I would say the people who fucked it up were the motel people, not the individuals who disobeyed the rules or destroyed property or dealt drugs.
I don't know. I'm just saying what Sharon told me. That's all I know.
Well, you know, you got two examples. Did you hear of anything else?
No. Well, really, I haven't talked to anybody else who had a room, except I talked to Devin, who got a room that night, and he shared it with this guy named Peter, who apparently didn't really allow him to sleep as much as he would have. But it was not bad. I mean, nothing, no big.
Well, we were planning a protest on Sunday to demand that these, you know, that these rooms be provided for everyone, certainly everyone vulnerable over the age of 65 or 60 or with a medical condition immediately, you know, not next Monday, you know, not when they become available, not when Martine Bernal decides it's a good idea, you know, not when they get money transferred from three funds to, you know, three council meetings down the road. And the reason for that is twofold. One is you want to protect the people.
Of course.
But the main thing, as the main argument for the house community, is it protects the house community. It stops the spread. But these idiots don't realize that.
No, they don't.
And they have talked you into believing that being in the Association of Faith Communities is somehow a safe alternative for you, which I think is wrong. I know we've disagreed on this before. You tend to feel if you just have a strong immune system, you know, relatively reasonable, wash your hands, be relatively careful, eat good food, that you'll be fine, that you know, that this is not an epidemic in the traditional, you know, 1918 quality of the Kansas military flu, which was improperly called the Spanish flu. It originated in Kansas and among Americans. That's what I understand from Wikipedia.
That part I didn't remember. I might have seen that when I saw the documentary on PBS, and they probably did mention it, but I didn't remember that part.
I've seen it mentioned, in a couple of places. But the real question is, you know, I mean, for us, it's always been the question: do they continue to treat homeless people like trash, but they have to appear to be behaving in a more, you know, sensible way? Because the CDC has said, you know, being in congregate shelters just sucks; it doesn't work. And now that's their that's their supposition. I mean, we haven't had experimental lab rats testing out. Well, this group goes into the congregate shelter, and this group goes into the motels, and we'll see who does better. Because, you know, that's probably not the best way to go, that kind of testing. But, you know, it seems, I don't know. I haven't heard the experience of China or of South Korea that have, you know, seemingly are continuing to weather these epidemics a little better than we are.
Yeah.
Or that, I should say, the United States is. So, I don't know.
See, in my mind, this crisis, if you want to call it that, is a really great opportunity for people to start getting even more ecologically minded, because it is something that does affect everybody and it is highly contagious. And therefore, what you just said a few minutes ago about the people that are already housed not really getting the connection, that if you let all the homeless people get sick and die, well, you're still fine. But no, because everything is connected. So, to me, this is a great opportunity for people to really, I mean, there is also already a growing number of people that are developing an ecological mindset. And that is one of the key.
But they aren't developing it fast enough to protect the population. That's the point.
That's why we're trying to organize some kind of.
I'm trying to organize a protest on Sunday, Easter Sunday, actually, where we, you know, essentially go directly to the homes
or the. Very interesting. It's very appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but people are, you know,
resurrection time.
Yeah, but the people who are organizing it now are backing off because they want to trust the city and the county officials to do the right thing. And I'm concerned that that is believing in the promises of the Susie O'Haras of the world.
Right. Well, Debbie herself doesn't trust the county because last week somebody from the county said that they were going to be providing lunches to us in the day shelter here, and they haven't done shit yet. So she says now they're saying they're going to provide dinner. She doesn't buy it at all because they haven't even come through with the lunches.
Tell us who Debbie is.
She's the director of the Faith Community Shelter.
And her full name is?
Debbie Bates.
Gotcha. So, what about during the day? I presume you're out and about and wandering here and there. I mean, with the coffee shop.
No, we have day shelter here now.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yes, this group, this Faith Community Shelter group, has day shelter for the duration. But now it's going to even be better because we're going to have a one site shelter in place shelter. So it's no longer going to be the rotating church program.
How is the day shelter operated up to now and will be operating until this new system starts?
It's fine. I mean, we're having...
Do you stay in the same place? Do you stay in the same place you were at in the night? Do you go to a new place? What happens?
No, it's always at the Red Church. The day shelter is always at the Red Church.
Okay.
The other churches that we rotate to has been the same, but...
And day shelter it still means you can go in and out as you choose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you get transportation to different places that you want to go to or not?
Well, to the one in Aptos, we do because...
I thought you said it was at the Red Church.
No, but you're asking me, do we get transportation?
No, to and from the day shelter.
Oh, no, that, we just come on our own.
I gotcha. So if you have a medical appointment or a job, you got to find your way there yourself.
Right.
How many people have jobs who are in your group?
One, two, three, four, let's see, five, at least five that I can think of offhand.
Mm-hmm. And what's your experience, Thomas, as you walk around during the day, if you do? Have you been doing much of that? Have you been getting out much?
Yeah. See, I got a new bike, so I'm not only walking, I'm biking around.
Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to keep your bike indoors when you come back? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what have you seen? How are the bathrooms and wash station facilities outside?
Not enough. That's one of the biggest stupidities of the whole thing. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
I dropped it.
No problem.
You know, if they're so concerned about health and safety, how come there's less bathrooms available now? Like, the metro is shut down, and
what about
the other ones, too?
How about the garages? Are the garages shut down?
One of them, I heard, was, and, I mean, it's, and any place else where you go, like if you go to see all the coffee shops and restaurants are all doing to go now.
Right.
You know? So that means they don't have to make their bathrooms available either.
What about Safeway and grocery stores
now,
that have
Safeway's good. And I haven't checked Grocery Outlet yet, but I think they are still too. I heard they were. So Grocery Outlet and Safeway are good.
Do they let you use their bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I suppose Walgreens or whatever it is over here on Laurel and Front, I think they still have a bathroom available too.
If you get out today,
overall, there's less available bathrooms, and that's really stupid. One morning when I got out of shelter at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning when it's still cold air, right? Cold air means you don't usually smell things that you smell in the afternoon, warm air. I smelled shit smell all the way down Pacific Street. I was walking down Pacific Street and
I smelled shit smell all the way down the street.
When you get out today, if you happen to check out any of those places like the big stores you mentioned, check their bathrooms and see if they're accessible.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know, and I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow or the next day, and you can let me know if you feel like it.
Yeah.
How do people appear to you? Have you talked to many folks outside who are, you know, on the streets these days and how they're doing?
Well, most people that I'm talking to out on the street are doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there does seem to be a lot more restlessness, I could call it. Okay, for example, Zara, one of the people in my group, her bike had been locked up in one of the bike lockers. And somebody got in somehow and slashed her tires because she had it locked up even while it was in there, so they couldn't steal it too easy. But out of spite, they just slashed her tires, probably because they were pissed off that they couldn't steal the whole damn bike. Okay, secondly, yesterday when we were here at Day Shelter at the Red Church, there was a big swarm of cops out in the parking lot because somebody had looted, what is it called? Caruso's, something. Starts with a C. Anyway, somebody had broke in there. So I'm thinking, you know, the looting is starting.
Costco, you mean? Are you talking about Costco's or no?
No, someplace around here. It's a three-syllable word. It starts with a C. I don't know what it is.
What kind of a store? What kind of a store?
Some kind of a store. I don't know.
I got you.
I don't even know.
So you saw, that's the one instance of looting you know about. Are there others or just that one?
That's all I know about. But that, to me, those are signs that because everything is so shut down and people are feeling more stressed out.
They have no work. They have no jobs. Are people's checks coming on time? Those who are on disability or welfare?
As far as I know, that seems to be still happening. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As far as I know,
nobody's gotten their $1,200. Trump checks.
No, that's not supposed to come through till like May. I think May 1st is what I heard.
Mm-hmm. And the order to shut down the parks, I understand that.
Yeah, there's more bathrooms out of commission too. That's another thing. So, see, that's really stupid. They need to have more fucking bathrooms, not less.
Mm. You know, Bernal did say at the shitty council meeting on Tuesday, which. What he said was, he said that even though you couldn't get into the shitty council meeting, even the council members weren't there. They were all there distantly by Zoom. But he said that they would be keeping, they would shut down all the parks and all the beaches, but they would also allow homeless people to, well, he said they would not give tickets to people who are camping in the parks. But of course, in the past, that's just meant they can give them tickets for something else.
Right. They'll still harass them.
That's the question.
They'll still push them out of place. They'll still make them feel like they have nowhere to go. And they'll still keep blocking the use of fucking toilets.
So what about charging stations and storage?
Charging stations. I don't know of any charging stations.
Have you heard of many?
That's another thing that people need.
Libraries
are shut down too.
Thomas, have you? I'm interrupting you because what you're telling me I know already, and so I'm interrupting because I'm wondering, in your experience of talking to other people, have you found people are complaining they have no access to A, storage, B, laundry? I guess laundromats are open.
No, laundromats are open.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and Brent is still doing his regular Wednesday laundry service.
River Bridge Services, or whatever it's called.
Footbridge.
Thank you. Footbridge Services. Anything you want to add to this? I'm going to try to cram some of this into a 2-hour show, which is going to be hard. I got a bunch of these accounts. Yours is only one.
Getting some of this, right?
I'm getting all of it.
Long-winded as I tend to be sometimes.
Oh, I interrupt you a lot. You know how that is. But do you have anything else you want to say yourself that we haven't covered?
I just want to say, if y'all really care about the health and safety of even your bougie white asses up in your little gated communities, get a clue. The whole world is one planet. It's all one place. We're all here together. Get with it. Learn how to take care of each other. And stop putting money ahead of humanity. That's all I want to say.
Dig it.